It is Thursday, July 18th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Trump's attacks on Representative Ilhan Omar inspires a crowd at his latest MAGA rally to be as racist as they want to be. Meanwhile, Rand Paul, whose tax cut for the rich added $1 trillion to the deficit, tells 9/11 victims, sorry, you're just too expensive. Lastly, the House votes to hold AG Bill Barr and Commerce Chief Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt over the spectacularly failed attempt to add a citizenship question to the census.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
At a rally in Greenville, North Carolina, Wednesday night, President Donald Trump intensified his attacks on freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, resulting in a frightening chant from the crowd, send her back. This extra racist new MAGA mantra echoed tweets Trump posted last week in which he told Omar and several of her Democratic colleagues of color to go back to where they came from. The rally came hours after the House of Representatives rejected procedural legislation to introduce articles of impeachment against Trump. Despite the rejection, 95 Democrats voted yes, an encouraging increase from just 66 who supported the motion in 2018. Senator Rand Paul on Wednesday blocked an attempt by Democrats to permanently finance the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Paul cited concerns about the legislation's effect on the budget. The bill would guarantee first responders who faced health problems after the attacks, as well as their survivors, would receive their full benefits from the fund. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart told Fox News that Paul supported Trump's $1.5 trillion tax cut for the rich, and now he's trying to, quote, balance the budget on the backs of the 9/11 first responder community. And he'd be right.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The House of Representatives voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt of Congress on Wednesday for withholding materials related to their failed attempt to add a 2020 census citizenship question. The vote authorizes civil and criminal action to administer subpoenas authorized in April, which could force the administration to turn over key documents about the origins of the citizenship question. The vote also allows criminal charges to be brought against Barr and Ross by the U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C. Yes, the U.S. Attorney from the Department of Justice, which is headed by Barr. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The World Health Organization has declared an Ebola outbreak in Congo a global health emergency. The New York Times reports that the virus has infected more than 2,500 people and killed nearly 2,000 of those. A new study by Ecosphere has found that most of America's Joshua trees will be killed off because of climate change by the end of the century. CNN is reporting that the DNC sent a security alert to 2020 presidential campaigns on Wednesday afternoon, warning them not to use FaceApp, a popular smartphone application that was developed by the Russians. The Hill reports that a dozen Democratic lawmakers sent a letter to the Department of Labor Tuesday asking the agency to investigate Amazon for potential workplace abuse in Minnesota warehouses where workers just struck Amazon Prime Days. Finally, a dangerous heat wave is headed for the lower 48 states. The Washington Post reports that a combination of hot temperatures and extremely high humidity levels could pose an extreme health threat to the public.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.